What a love. Whoa. Whoa. Do you not listen to anything in your headphones when you play? That's crazy. Now I hear it. Wow. Jules. What a lovely tune. Shout out to Maria's. I remember the first time. Not the first time. Okay. I think I had their music on my Spotify for a minute. But the first, like, thing I guess I remember of them was when they had that free show and it sold. Like, not sold. Like, so many people were there that people were, like, on rooftops trying to watch it. And I was like, whoa. That's crazy. But I'm a fan. I think they're really cool. So thank you for that. That was a good walk-in. Today I'm gonna play this one, this PSA, and you're gonna listen to it.
Stressed? Need to talk? Call Help Center, a peer counseling and crisis intervention hotline at the University of Maryland. Help Center is here to listen. No issue is too big or too small. We are here for you. Help Center offers anonymous and confidential hotline phone calls and walk-in services, free anonymous pregnancy testing, and free condoms. Call 301-314-HELP. Or stop by Help Center on the third floor of South Campus Diner today. You are not alone. Won't you please, please help me?
Low-key shout. Oh, well, sorry. Low-key shout out free condoms. I think that's pretty cool. I remember in my sophomore year in like Oakland, they'd have that really weird, like not weird, but they have like a big like circle. Literally just like a circle that have a bunch of condoms in them. And I remember it was right next to like the desk, and the desk is like technically like no one should ever leave, right? So if you wanted to grab, you know, these free resources on campus, it was like right next to the desk, and it was like, do you have the guts to go up and take it from the de like take it from the, mind you, clear, like see-through container next to like your RA? I didn't. I didn't, well, you know me, I didn't even dare, but it was there. My co-host is here. Whoa. Oh, by the way, you're listening to WMC FM College Park, where good radio, it's this. That's a quote.
Saying?
I think so. What PSA did I play? This one, Help Center, the Beatles. So I'm not gonna lie. We are reheating Ira's nachos. Oh, do you want to get on the mic real quick? Whoa, that's good. Wait, get closer.
Oh, sorry, don't mind me. I'm just opening, trying to open this thing. Oops, was that too distracting?
Yeah, we're reheating Ira's nachos, and we're going to be playing a Wrapped because we want to. And you know what, you
Okay,
guys.
well.
Yeah, good. Yes, and then this is good. Fix mic too, please. Sometimes we come in super prepared, and then sometimes we come in like this.
Wait, why are you always at the desk? I haven't done the controls in a while. Now
I
I'm
mean,
thinking about it.
do you want to?
Yes, I do.
Okay, get on. Well, you were also on it for like 3 weeks in a row that one time.
At the very beginning, that was 13 weeks
This
ago.
is not 13 weeks ago. This is like
10 weeks ago, then.
recent.
No,
Okay,
it
let's
was
switch.
not.
Let's switch.
Okay, yeah.
I was gonna, you can sign into to whatever. I was just doing YouTube.
I was gonna do YouTube too to find clean versions of my songs, because
Are they not?
most of them aren't,
Mine
no.
are. Because three of them are the same artist. We actually can't even play the top.
Boy. Hi, guys. Wait, let me put the headphones on.
Yeah, you want to hear yourself.
Put your headphones on. Guess I gotta accept the pain. Hey, guys, this is Frequencies. Wow, it's crazy sitting here. I feel like I haven't heard myself talk in a while. Yeah, so as Ethan said, we're reheating Iris Nachos and also the person before La Mezcla, because they were also I like tuned in briefly before their show. And I forget. Oh, Brother, that's the show's name. They were also talking about the Wrapped.
Whoa.
On air. So everyone had the same idea this week, which honestly...
Everyone's doing it, it makes to us.
No, honestly, like, I feel like there's nothing wrong with that. Like, it's the end of the year, second to last show, or like, yeah, second to last show before the semester ends and like the year ends. I feel like it makes complete sense to talk about what has basically defined a year of music.
As a radio show host, what are the songs that define your year?
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
So that's all good and well. I'm trying to sign into my Spinatron. I chronically am never able to sign in because I chronically just forget the password, or I don't have the password saved. It says I have a password saved, and then I click sign in and it says that password is not right. So, yeah. Or maybe Ethan, enumerate my passkeys.
What does that word even mean?
Why?
I actually don't know what that word means.
Why?
Do you want to log into mine?
Yeah, that'll be nice. It's not this one. I feel like it was. Guys, this is why it's bad to be like password safe, because I have like 5 different passwords that I like rotate through, and then I have like two variations of each password. Mm. So that's 10 passwords I got. How do you remember which one?
I have a what's it called? A cipher for my passwords.
Mm-hmm.
So mine are very simple phrases that I can remember offhand. But the cipher is what gets me. I don't know which letters I switch for which symbols and mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. That's what kind of gets me.
Yeah. I've also recently, like when I transferred to UMD, I remember when I was setting up my accounts, I was like, let me use new passwords since I'm like starting a new chapter in my life. So I have like a new set of passwords that I use for my UMD accounts. But the only thing is I've started using them for other accounts. So at first, like I was like, okay, I know this is the password for this because... it's a UMD website, but now I've mixed it in with my old, like, let's see, I made an account for, like, Bayi, and I don't remember if I used, like, a pre-UMD password or a post-UMD password, but now that I'm saying all of this, this is such a non-problem. I'm like, wait, what am I talking about?
Do you,
like,
do you want to do it?
Yeah, I want to do it.
Oh,
from your laptop. Right, so disconnect my laptop.
No, you can use your laptop. Just use this for a Spinatron.
So we just have 2 laptops set up right now.
Yeah.
Also, bruh, I'm sorry. I feel like I have bad coffee breath right now because I drank coffee right before I came, and I wasn't able to brush my teeth because my roommate was using the bathroom. That's why I grabbed the goldfish. No, because I hate the idea of having coffee breath. I personally love coffee breath, but...
I was going to say, I could not smell it. And if you said nothing, I probably wouldn't have made a mention of it.
Guys.
But now that you said it, I might clock it.
Dang it, bro.
Oh. For me, it's a skull. Oh, you're talking. Yeah. Do you want me? I can talk about mine.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So, I think they're... Okay. I'm not the type of person who's like, oh, my Wrapped isn't me. My Wrapped is me.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that the order of it doesn't make sense to me for my top songs. But... there's also a tie for three. There's a 3-way tie between my second most played song. But number one at a whopping 46 listens is Tonight by Pink Panthers. Because, of course, who else would be at the top except Pink Panthers? Mm-hmm. Like that's a given. And also her songs are like 2 minutes long. So every time I hear her, I replay the song. So I think that added a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a good segue. I think we should just get right in and play that because I think that's a great start for the show tonight. Wait, stall for a little bit while I...
Okay. Yeah, I actually haven't looked through my like, full playlist. There are some artists who I definitely thought would be on here. I thought CQ is on there for albums, I think. But I thought they'd be like my top artists, but it makes sense that they're not. It's more so like a couple songs that... I really like, but those songs genuinely changed my life. They have taken the throne for one of the very, very few artists to make me cry listening to an album. I play them a lot on the show, so if you guys are real, you know about them. I also thought Coalter of the Deepers would be my top artists. They, more than CQ is more of like, a vibe thing and their songs change me, but Cult of the Deepers, their actual discography as a whole is kind of exactly what I want in music. They are pretty much as close as like experimental, but still rocky, punky, like noise post-rock-ish, I guess. I don't know what you call it. But I thought they'd be on there, but they're not. But they're also, in retrospect, someone I kind of found a little bit later, or like someone I started listening to as extensively a lot later. The only person I'm kind of upset with is Deftones, but it makes sense. But I feel like Deftones was someone I listened to last year, not this year. But they weren't on my top artists last year, but they are now this year. So I guess that makes sense. That's chill. I told Angelo, this is also my first time never having Nujabes. I don't know how you say it. I'm saying Nujabes. I've been saying Nujabes in my life. This is my first time ever having Nujabes not on my top five. And this feels weird because that means it was replaced by Deftones, which I don't love. Like, I went from, like, the vibey, you know, like, ambient, mm-hmm. like, beautiful music to Risk by Deftones.
That says a lot about you, honestly.
It does. Mm-hmm. Which also, Risk only has 19 listens?
That's it? That's crazy, and it made your top? Wait, is Nujabes anywhere on the list?
I don't think so, because I have 96 songs, like, so it's a different whatever. Mm-hmm. But Risk is not by far, but it's definitely my favorite Deftones songs. But why is Be Quiet and Drive Far Away higher than Risk?
Because you listened to it 26 times.
That doesn't make sense, though. Also, 26 is such
a
small
number. But you did.
Anyways.
No, these numbers actually freak me out because I'm like, am I listening to like songs this like not consistently? Like, why are there songs that have like 20 listens on my top? Like, 20 compared to 365 days is like not...
Nothing.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, I should be listening to these songs every day if I really mess with them, if they define my year. But also when I think about it, I guess like 20 times, listening to something 20 times is kind of a lot.
This is true.
Like if you listen to a song 2 times every day for a week, that's 14 listens.
I get huge music fatigue very quick. So for me, like, low numbers isn't that crazy, but for my top songs, I'd expect it to be a little bit higher than what they are.
Yeah.
But
I think my highest ever, like count of a song being played is, like, 80 times. And it was for a song that I discovered, like, during the summer, like, late summer. Mm. So I listened to it that many times, like...
Just over the summer.
Yeah, from, like, August to November, basically. Mm-hmm. 80 times, which, like, that...
That is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a
smaller concentration of time to listen to a song. But I don't think I've ever gotten that high before. That particular song I really loved. I think my top song this year is like 47.
Whoa.
47 listens. And this song came out like early in the year.
That's a good song. That's my favorite of the album, I think, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like mine too is a very good, like, this makes sense. Like, it's all Nourished by Time. And that's because I got really into Nourished by Time. And then all the other songs, I'm like, this makes sense. This makes sense. Like, yep.
Yeah, I think they always make sense. It's just the ordering of which I'm like, whoa, that's crazy.
Wait, what's your least played song that's like on the top?
It is Incredible by MV and General Levy. That's actually kind of funny.
What is that? I don't think I've heard of that. Jungle is massive. I like this.
This is proper jungle from the 90s. A real Jamaican man getting those real beats.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds jungly.
Yeah, yeah. This is like one of the like proper original jungle songs.
Proper jungle.
Proper.
In it. Well, I love that.
The accent that many Jamaicans are known for. should we just play the song?
Yeah, let's play it. Sorry, guys. We've been stalling. All right, so this song.
What?
Huh?
Even what?
Stalling. We've been abstalling.
Oh,
sorry, you were trying to lead me on. You were trying to lead me.
I was.
Sometimes I don't pick up on
it's
it.
Okay.
Anyway, so this song is Tonight by Pink Panthers. Hope you guys hashtag.
Yes.
Love it. Let's go. Yeah, baby.
Voice critical.
Yeah. What's up, guys? We are back.
Sober. Do you remember that?
No.
I forgot who did that, but it was a thing back in the olden days.
I remember saying like wasabi, like as in wasabi.
Oh.
Wasabi.
Good.
Fire. Wait, is that tough? Oh.
I didn't realize that this whole thing was covered. Last I saw it wasn't covered yet.
No, yeah, it's been covered actually. Yeah. As of at least like 2 weeks ago.
I remember when I was in the other side, but not on this side. Mm-hmm. Seen it from a different side. It's crazy.
Yeah, I wonder if that was like to help cushion like the sound.
Yeah, it's supposed to be noise cancellation, which from what I'm hearing is working.
Yeah, it's not as
But it's also not like perfect.
Yeah.
Is that good? I'm looking at the volume, the frequencies. Whoa.
It's doing good. Is that pleasing to you guys' ears? Let me know.
Type 1 in the chat if that was pleasing to your ears. 2 in the chat if you love me. 3 in the chat if you...
Ethan should get stoned.
Whoa. I better see no threes. We actually need to start live streaming this because we need to see, like, live interaction.
No, yeah. Guy, oh.
I'm gonna post.
Oops. Guys, there is a talent show happening tomorrow. That's all I'm gonna say. If you know, you know.
You can
no promotion.
You can say where it is,
and it's happening on my Instagram. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, as a fact.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wait, can we do fact?
Yeah,
our fact segment.
Hey, Abby, what is your Instagram?
Oh, my Instagram. It would be ABBSTA, and then 6 L's. Abstall.
Oh, I really just wanted to know that fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also I'm gonna be having a talent show tomorrow at 5.
Oh, I would love to join.
Just letting you know. That's it.
I will, and now that I've been let known, I will do that information as I will by my own accord.
By your own volition.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I, you know, if you want to join, if you want to attend, if you just want to, like, follow me, like, you do that on your own. Like, really.
If you want to run that number up.
Really not trying to make anyone do anything they don't want to do.
Mm.
But this next song is 7 by Dean Blunt and Elias.
Oh,
sorry. Elias Ronenfelt. I think this, like, yeah, this definitely was my top song of the year. No, it's crazy. Okay, at first, this was, like, my top song, and then I got hip to Five after I saw Elias live, and, like singing the song, I was like, whoa, no, Five. And as you could see, Five is, like, right here. It was making its way up. It was making its way up, yeah. But, yeah, so it's off the album Luke Gray, which came out, like, February of 2025, and it was immediately a hood classic for Abigail Stallworth. I was like, I love this album. And then later in the year, in September, I saw Elias Rodenfeld, the co-collaborator, live in New York, and he played, like, basically the entire album. Guys, it was actually so awesome. Like, I actually can't believe I saw that. Oh, so, yeah, here's the song. I, like, was checking to see if there's, like, I don't think there's any curse words in it. I looked up clean, and the song just came up, so...
Surely it's fine.
Yeah.
Is this the one that goes, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
The problem with this album is that I don't know which song I'm looking for when I want to
actually play. Because the titles are just numbers.
So I kind of have to, like, click on every single one and, like, hope it's the right one.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the one that he goes, yeah, yeah,
Yeah, this is the yeah one, which also reminds me of the song Inner Smile by Paris, no, by Something Texas, because they do, like, a yeah. That's, like, in the same cadence. I almost wonder if he was inspired by that. Elias, if you're wondering, like, am I lying?
Oh.
We can answer the question. You can help me answer the question. Anyways, Seven by Dean Blunt.
Because he's listening right now.
I sent it to him on Instagram. I said, hey, we're going live tonight. So if you wanted to tune in, like, you can. Anyways, Seven. Here it is.
Yeah,
Hey, guys.
Guys, like, oh my gosh. Oh no. My songs, man, it's just so much Pink Pantheress. So much Pink Pantheress.
What?
This game is not working out. Actually, let me stop that one.
He can't stick to the bit.
No, because my bit, if it doesn't end with a vowel, it just gets really central really quick and like not in a good way.
Wait, oh, Sean Mon. Oh my gosh. I realized I didn't wave to
him
yet.
Hi, Sean Mon. On Sean Mon's Mons on WMC Digital.
True.
Same time as us, right? Facts. Now. You can probably see it because you're on the website, probably.
Fox.
Unless you're on 90.5, which is cool. And I kind of like you a little bit more.
Yeah. I realized I'd forgotten to do the bit. Don't do my bit.
Sorry.
It's mine to do.
I'm going to skip my second. Okay, my first song was Tonight with 46 listens. My next three songs have 40 and 39, which I'm going to count as the same thing. Mm. Plays, which are Stateside, which of course, and then Primal by CQ and Pool by Tricot. I am almost 100% sure I played Primal on the show this semester, probably. I don't think I played Pool. I played Tricot, probably. But not Pool. Which is kind of crazy. Because this song...
I'm missing...
Pool. By Tricot.
I can't tell. Why do I feel like you almost have?
This album, maybe?
Okay, maybe it's from the album.
Maybe the album. But I love Tricot. They were probably my favorite band for a little bit. For a while, actually. Dare I say, until I met Coalter of the Deepers, it was probably Tricot. And I bonded with Miss Weta, Miss Rari, Miss Glock, and... Wait, Weta's Glock. It's been... That's how long it's been. Whoa. With Glock. Yeah, we bonded over that. Me, Glock, and Sour Splat / I think it's Sour Splat. I don't think they have a different radio show name. Emily. So yeah, this song's very awesome.
Lovely. So yeah, the song is Pool by Tricot. And I totally had it.
You had it ready.
Ready. Okay. Hope you guys enjoy.
Love.
I was low-key thinking, I wish we had that chat on air.
I was just thinking that. I was like, should we bring it on air?
That's a good one.
Yeah. Have you guys... Wait, what?
No, go on.
I was going to ask, have you guys ever traveled to go to see an artist somewhere? Because that's what we were just talking about. Like, artists who kind of stay in their home country, or they, like, don't come to America often. Like, when do you take the opportunity to see them? You know, do you wait, or do you say, no, I'm going to meet you there, you know?
Yeah, we were talking about my very, very big Canon event that literally genuinely changed my life. I talked about it a lot, but the Mass of the Fermenting Dregs show that they had like a year and a half ago at this point, that I just didn't go to, because at that point in my life, I didn't want to go places by myself, like go to a show by myself, and every single day it tears me up inside, and I regret not going. And that is literally the event that made me start going to things by myself, because I cannot let myself have that regret ever again. Mm-hmm. The thing that brought that up, though, was I kind of brought it up. The spot, like, you know, like artists could be like, oh, thank you for listening to me. Thank you for like letting me be in your top artists. Mm-hmm. The Mass of the Fermenting Dregs were in mine, or they're just part of like the people I could like view, I guess. And theirs was.
Wait, for this year?
Yeah.
Wait, they have that?
Mm hmm. If you go to like the, yeah, and at the bottom, your artist clips.
What? Wait, I'm going to quietly watch this.
But yeah, I was like, it was so cute. They're like on Zoom. Obviously, they're like a Japanese band, but they're trying to do their best in English. And it was really, really cute. And it made me regret not going even more. And I lament that a lot. Is this? Who is this?
Nike Gemi, George Clanton's girlfriend.
Oh.
She's coming to Baltimore or D.C. very soon, actually. I was considering going to see her. Oh, speaking of George Clanton. That's funny. Oh, my gosh. That's it? Dang. Aww. My faves, like, said, y'all are getting no videos.
No, because I actually have not. I've had the idea of bringing this up. I just haven't. This Loki was crazy for me because I woke up and also I liked the slight flex. I have seen these guys live. I've seen her live.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bit of
yeah.
Yeah, you know, like I'm about them. Here it is.
Aww.
Oh, it was so cute. But the Maria's shot of them. Having my cousin pull up on the artist
thing. Oh my gosh.
This was, dude, I watched this today. I don't know why I had like 4 hours of sleep, but I woke up. It's like 7 a.m. I'm like going through like the Wrapped and everything. And then my cousin's just there. It's just her.
Talking. Wait, no, that's so awesome. Yeah. She was part of your top?
I guess so.
Or just like artists that you listen to so much, they were like, hey, yeah. All right, we're going to send you. Wait, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
She has streams too.
She kind of does.
And that's actually like.
Yeah.
Go.
Shout out you, TG Black.
TG Black, yes. TG Black. And if you guys happen to remember that name and wanted to, like...
I think I played her on the
send
show.
Send some love her way. But I'm not telling you to do anything.
I also like this a little bit. She gets stolen.
Kidnapped.
Yeah. Shout out Cool Cousins. I think... Oh, yeah, no, she's on here. It's this song, Superstar. When she dropped this, I was streaming a lot of it.
Wait,
so,
let me follow. I'm a fake fan right now.
What? Hey, you might be able to get yourself some free tickets the next time you're in Kenya.
Hello. Hello.
Unironically, she knows about the show. So she'd be chill. She'd be chill.
Yeah, it's like a collab between Frequencies and TJ Black.
Yeah, because the big...
Hey, we're going to get some views for you.
Oh, we got
it. Mind you, it's like 3 views.
I don't even want to check.
We're going to get eyes on y'all.
Oh, yeah. Don't even worry about it.
Let the Frequencies handle the marketing. Mm. Okay? Because as you guys know, we probably have the best marketing.
Unironically, ever since Glock and Rari stopped, we might be up there.
I think we did. But we've kind of slowed down. We've gotten like lazy.
We have that one idea that we can't say on air.
Yeah. Which we haven't.
We haven't done.
Plans.
Nope.
Anything. Maybe we could do that for next semester.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we used to, be consistent. But I think it's because, bro, you got to post more. You post on the story, but you got to, like, make a post.
Yeah, but I remember the one day I was like, oh, let me post. She said, you took the phone. You're like, no. And you did it for me. And I was like, oh.
Did I actually?
Yeah. And you're like, just let me handle the Instagram stuff. And after that day, I said no to Instagram posts.
Guys, I hear stories of me doing stuff. I swear, like, a demon takes over my body some days. And
I guess that day it did.
Evil.
And she was evil enough where I was like, you know what? I'm not posting anything on this Instagram.
Literally evil. You know, it's just my dichotomy. Like, I can't help it.
The dichotomy of it all.
Yeah, because I just... Anyways, we need to play a song. Or I want to play this next song. I'm really excited. Okay, so, yes. So, Luke Gray was my top album. But surprisingly, Dean and Elias were not on my top artists. But you know who was? Bass Victim. And I also saw them live. Wait, guys. Like, actually, I hope he's doing well, too.
Do you know who's this?
Yes, bruh. I'm wearing, like, this black, but then it's, like, crazy because I go in the bathroom and cry to Phoebe Bridgers. It's just, like, the dichotomy.
I'm just making sure you got the right
one. No, I got it.
Because they don't do this often, so when I do make one,
you better gotta make sure they
you
know.
You better know.
Wait, guys. Okay, here are my top artists. Nourish by Time, Blade, Blood Orange, Young Lean, Solange. I've seen Nourish by Time. I've seen Blade. I'm going to see Blood Orange. I've seen Young Lean. Now all I'm missing is Solange.
Wow.
Chills.
And it's kind of crazy that not only is it in order, I feel like Solange, I thought you'd actually see. I feel like that's a little bit more, not accessible, but like...
No, that's the thing. She's not, because she like, she's like Rihanna. She's doing everything but in the stew. And the last album she released was like 2019. And that's before I was like really hip to Solange. I was like, I knew who she was, but I was like 15 years old. It's like SZA with Control. Like, that came out when I was in middle school. Like,
what? Was that middle school?
Yes.
You're lying to me.
No, we were literally in like 6th or 7th grade. Yes. I'm so serious. Guys, if I was like in high school when Control came out, or A Seat at the Table, like, I would have been there.
2022, that's high school.
I said Control.
Oh.
I said Control. No, not SOS. No. SOS came out when we were in high school.
Yeah, okay.
No, I would have seen...
You almost sent me into an episode.
My bad, bro. My bad.
No, I think you said it right. I just had SOS.
You were
in
just
my
thinking
head.
About SOS. Yeah. No, SOS, I liked the album, but like Control holds...
No, yeah. Control holds up a lot better.
Control holds space.
SOS was cool for the time, but then the songs got too catchy too quick, and then
yes.
It got annoying.
Yes, and that's what happens. Control is like... I don't want to say the word niche because it blew up when it came out, but I think SZA was at a point in her artistry where like the lyrics were still very raw and like the creation of it was like for artistic purposes. But yeah, Solange, please go on tour. Like, even if she did something in like LA or New York, like, I would low-key go because like that's accessible. Depending on the time, like, I can make that work. So stop doing that library thing, which I think is really cool. I think that is cool, but I want to see you
live. Yeah.
Anyways, this next song is Forever Salty by Bass Victim.
Anyways.
Says I seen your picture on a what?
walk on the fence and my face fits your vision. Y'all and my face fit in prison. This world is so deep, so position. We be playing you in your heart. You bitch are tripping like Sarcasso on the beach. You are a bitch.
The gaffness. Nowhere.
Basic Tim is one of the people I feel like I wouldn't have gone to of my own volition, but everyone tells me about them. I'm like, I would have definitely liked it. Like they're that one show that everyone went to.
Oh, yeah. No, Ethan, you would, because you like loud music, and there was like moshing, it was like dancing, like very, it was such an active show. And the music was like the bass,
the bass
was banging.
Yeah,
it was, and the lights were crazy. It was a lot of fun. It was like, it was a good, and it was a good group of people who went too. You know,
yeah,
it was funny. Aiden was like my anchor point, because I think he and Collie were like the tallest people there, so when you're like shorter and you're in a crowd, you gotta find like a person who you like look for while like when the song ends to like regroup and be like, okay, I gotta go here.
Right.
And for me, that was Aiden because of their hair and Collie because of his height. So that's just some concert advice if you're shorter. Also, sometimes people recording at shows is good because if you're short, that's where you get the best view, low key.
Oh, so you're looking at the phone.
I'm just like, it's like I'm watching like a live stream at the show. I just watch it through their phone because I'm like, there's no point in trying to get like a good view of them. Like, I just gotta look through the phone.
And to this extent, I actually didn't say my top artists. My top artists were in order: Pink Pantheress, Tyler the Creator, Tricot, Deftones, and The Machine Girl, who
you will be seeing.
So actually, for some, we have the complete inverse. My fifth is the only one I'll be seeing.
Dang, bro.
And the rest, obviously not. Yeah, that's I saw Deftones. What am I saying? I saw Deftones this year.
I was thinking, you've seen Deftones.
Yeah, I saw Deftones.
Have you seen Tyler?
No.
Not yet?
Biggest regret.
Biggest
and
gap.
Nigo, I still think about that. And you know what I'm thinking about.
If you know, you know.
He knows. And I was actually looking at my top songs. What do you call it? Machine Girl is another one of the artists where it's like I just listen to a lot of their different music.
Yes, it's the spread. You don't get like a concentration of like we listen to like all of their albums. You know every album. You know like all of the songs.
Yeah, I can say it word for word.
No, but then it's like you don't get the concentration.
Yeah.
That's me with Blade. That's why I'm like Blade is on my top, but I don't think my first Blade song appears until like 15 songs down or something.
And then also the Machine Girl song that I have on my top isn't a song I want to play, TBH. In slightly the same vein, though, I'll play something off the same album. Is it EP? It's an EP.
Wait, I have so many songs with 16 listens. I think this is like
your medium number.
Bruh, this is like a 15-way tie. Like, that's funny. Okay, what's the song
name? Actually, I'll let you choose. We can either do the song called Grease or Machine Girl versus New something.
I like Machine Girl versus whatever. Reminds me of
Wolf
this.
Girl.
Wolf Girl?
Okay. Yeah.
That reminds me of a Cara Cara Bonito song.
I hope it's not.
Oh, I feel like I've heard this before. I think Io has like put this on.
Io's into Machine Girl?
Bro, you and Io would actually get along so
No, much. Every time I try to talk to Io, I feel like...
That's because they're just, like, they're shy. But you guys, no, they love math rock.
Really?
Yes, bro. Like, no, you guys have very similar interests.
I try to tap in, and it's not worked out for my history.
You gotta find... Okay, you guys are also similar in the sense that you like talking to people one-on-one.
Oh, true.
So, like, it has to be a party. Io sitting on a corner with their headphones in. You go talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, what are you listening to? They'll get eager. Tell you about
eager.
It.
Eager. Whoa. Mm-hmm. That's a big word.
And then boom.
Okay. Yeah. Next time I'm in a function with IO.
Yay!
My last piece on this, the song that we're going to play, is that this was in a Spotify, like some random guy made, playlist called like, just like one of those like best hardcore, or what's it called? Not hardcore. What's it called? What's the music I listen to? But like the best hard style music. And I was like, whoa, let me get into hard style, because this is my era of getting into hard style. Mm. And there was a lot of Machine Girl, which is arguable. That's a whole different debate. But I loved that playlist, so this song was on it, and I liked it a lot.
Well, I hope you guys enjoy it. This is probably going to be our second to last song. We don't have too much time.
Time flies, man.
We've talked a lot on the Shire. So, yeah, enjoy Machine Girl versus Wolf Girl.
Thank you.
Wait, a quick little goodbye, because I don't know what song I'm playing, so I need to stall for 30 seconds.
This song is so cool. Thank you, Val. I love Machine Girl.
Yeah, and thanks to anyone who's been listening. We really appreciate you guys. This has been such a good year.
And especially thank you to Val, because I think she is by far
our most consistent listener.
So thank you for that.
You know what? We're going to kind of go a little bit old school. I listened to this song. I was, you know, trying to like figure out what you want to listen to or like what song to put on can be difficult. But I think this song sums up my summer experience. I would get off of an 8-hour shift. It'll be like 1 a.m. I'm tired and my feet hurt. And I'll put this song on to remind myself of why I was working. Because it's like, you know, like I feel like a baller.
You know what? Risk was my get off work song.
Really?
That's what it was.
You know?
That's what it was.
You're just like, duh.
I need a song.
That shift.
It was 10 p.m. and I needed to get home quick. I was on the highway and boom, Deftones.
Yeah, just to make you feel alive.
Feel something.
I'm kind of, this says J5, super clean edit. I don't know what that means.
It has to be super clean. Like, there's not a single bad word.
Oh, okay. Extra clean. Well, enjoy this song. This was referenced on Abbott Elementary, which is also pretty funny to me.
Oh, shout
that out. So, yeah. Bye, guys. See you next week.
Bye.
For the
last of the semester.
For the last show of the semester. Tune in. Bring tissues. It's going to get emotional.
Very.
Money.
Money been waiting on.
Hey, rich boy silly. Want a jig, tight, no slick. Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that.
Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that.
Just bought a Cadillac. Rich boy silly. Want a jig, tight, no slick. Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that.
Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that.
Just bought a Cadillac, took it to the top shop. Got the top drop, two color flip flop, came the red lollipops
in the parking lot.
But I still got my blue money. Don't you see the big knot? Don't you see the big tie? Don't you see the big rims? Wonder who they hating on lately, baby? This him. Candy paint, gated skin seats, call me Dundee. Hoping you hood, I'm the one that you wanna be. Haters wish they could feel the wood in my 83. So the know it's me. Rich boy silly. Want a jig, tight, no slick. Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on it.
Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on it.
Just bought a Cadillac. Rich boy silly. Want a jig, tight, no slick. Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on it.
Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on it.
Just bought a Cadillac.
I never slip, I never fall. A lot of give me they numbers, but I never call. A real OG, look at VIP and see a ball. Then after we hit the club, baby, I'm a.
And that's all.
Every to have a picture of my dick
on their walls.
Pull over the don't fold be the clip, yeah, this for my
dog.
Yeah, gangsters, hustlers, wangsters, busters.
Wait a minute.
Rich boy, silly. Want a jig, tight, no slick. Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on it.
Kind of weird kind of.